Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday evening, markets and company news from RAN Swiss. Regular commentator Viv Govender is with us. Viv, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's start with Capitec. Its profit jumping to a record. Headline earnings climbing 30% to 13.7 billion rand. This is a good set of numbers whichever way you look at it.
Well, yes, and I think the CEO also got a little total pay package, I think in excess of 100 million rands, showing that, you know, they're rewarding those that are doing well there. Look, I mean, the financial sector has been, you know, ripe for disruption for quite some time. If you think about it, our major banks basically have been around for, you know, over a century, you know, in some cases. And it's a case of basically, you know, business model that has not really adapted much to, you know, changing technologies, changing tastes, changing environments, and so on. And so it kind of makes sense that there was a opportunity for a player like Capitec to come into play and, you know, do something about it. You know, if you look at the overall market cap of Capitec, it's basically approaching the 400 billion around mark. I mean, that's an incredible valuation. When you consider, like, for instance, even a major bank, one of the traditional banks like Absa, for instance, is basically trading at less than half of that, up to 150 billion as a market capitalization. So yeah, this is a great success story in South Africa in the corporate environment.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. You've just got to look at the customer number. So started as a challenger bank. I think there were 5 million customers in 2014. That's just over 24 million personal and business clients. But Viv, perhaps the measure of any bank's success is the way in which it manages credit impairment. And just diving a little deeper into those numbers, that figure has dropped 5% to 8.3 billion rand, which says that it's got a really tight control on managing debt.
Yeah, look, I mean, that has obviously been a question. And I think that if you had to look at, for instance, one of the queries about Capitec, and remember the old I think it was one of the short selling funds out there trying to talk about the fact that their credit facilities were being basically cycled between among clients who just couldn't pay it back, etc. It's obviously proven not to be true, because now we are seeing, you know, like you mentioned, the fact of the matter is that the company is managed to get that under control. Also, I mean, if you look at the what's been happening in the unsecured lending space, this is an underserved environment, you know, and like I said, Capitec was a bank that was, you know, willing to go places and do things that other companies were not willing to do, maybe due to tradition or just inertia. And this is paying off quite well for the company at the moment.
And its share price today up by 8%, but a company that share price has gone in completely the opposite direction is Aspen Pharmacare. Its share price today plunging 30%. The group announcing late last night, I think, that the financial impact as a result of a contract manufacturing wrangle could cost the company something in the region of 2.7 billion rand. If you hold shares in Aspen tonight, Viv, you're not going to be happy.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I mean, look, it broke last night, and I was just discussing with some people as it broke, just as the market closed, that it's going to be a bit of a disaster in terms of what's happening with regards to the share price this morning, a bit of a bloodbath. And as expected, we see it fall down quite dramatically. Look, in many cases like this year, you know, we don't really have the full details and the full understanding of what's happening. It's usually a smart idea to stay away, but a fall of 30%+ like we are seeing right now is pretty dramatic, you know.
But let's move on to Afrimat. It's expecting its full-year headline earnings to fall by as much as 90%, referring specifically to changes in the iron ore market. You and I have spoken about that before, but the chickens have really come home to roost in this particular respect.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. If you look at, you know, the global issues that are happening at the moment with regards to China, et cetera, that's going to have a huge amount of, impact on a company like this year. I do think, South Africa's, to a certain extent, you know, endowments with regards to, natural resources, et cetera, has been, you know, to a certain extent, misused, because people are not quite, taking full advantage of it, just because of the fact that, the strategic decisions behind those assets. I mean, you look at platinum, you look at iron ore, like in this case, have not really been, you know, put in place. I do think that, you know, what's happened with ArcelorMittal, had to be expected. But I do think that some of the other moves around the sector have been, a self-inflicted wound.
I know, Viv, that you follow global tech stocks very closely, and Intel's quarterlies are out tomorrow. What's your expectation?
Intel is, for those that may not know, had a very bad period recently. I mean, you're looking at the last basically 5 years down two-thirds. Compared to market capitalization, it's about $85 billion compared to, NVIDIA, which is trading in the multiple $1 trillion. And that is due to the fact that Intel has basically lost the lead in the chip sector, which is something it had for a very long time. There's been a change in leadership in the company. The new CEO has a turnaround plan, and hopefully that is something that can be done still, because they do have a lot of, inbuilt capacity, and they should be able to compete with a company like NVIDIA. But like I mentioned, NVIDIA is trading at in excess of 5 times what Intel is at the moment. 30 times, actually. I'm going to look at this calculation. 30 times what NVIDIA is at the moment. And that is basically showing that we are seeing a company which really hasn't had an opportunity to really exploit the new technologies that are coming out. And quite frankly, there's no reason that we couldn't see an Intel really make a recovery. It's just that they've basically just let the eye off the ball. So there's probably an opportunity here. But, we have to see, a turnaround coming reasonably soon.
And Viv, just broadly looking at the JSE today, heading for a stronger close, driven in the main by financial stocks up 2.4%, and probably due to Capitec that we've just been speaking about. But I also see that Nedbank was up nicely by about 3%. Different story, though, for resource stocks, down 3.7%. Amplats was down over 10% today. And Harmony, which has had a really nice run in the past couple of days, probably a bit of profit taking there, but down just over 7%.
Yeah, look, the gold stocks have come down quite dramatically as well. Let's not forget the gold price, breached 3,500. That's what's happened with Donald Trump, has effectively, really impacted, the gold price recently, and, helped the gold stocks. And of course, now that we see a bit of reversal coming through with that, we are also seeing a bit of reversal coming through with regards to some of these gold companies that are, have been incredibly strong. I do think, however, that in regards to the resource sector, we are looking at, probably a longer-term trend where we are going to see resources do reasonably well. I think that you're looking at, a world that's going to be more, focused on tariffs and more focused on local production. You have to have a situation in which, the demand for resources will be higher going forward.
And that's where I'm going to leave it for this evening. We'll talk again next week. That's Viv Govender from Rand Swiss, looking at markets and company news.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.